mansion on the hill.
Well, friends, right now we want you to listen for just a minute here. We got some mighty good news for you. Be right back with you in a minute.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
All right, here we are, ready to go all again. We got another little tune here that we think you might like. We hope so. We like this one an awful lot. I had the pleasure of writing this one, too. Number and title, There'll Be No Teardrops Tonight. I'll pretend I'm free from sorrow, make believe that wrong is right. Your wedding day will be tomorrow, but there'll be no teardrops tonight. Why, oh, why should you desert me? Are you doing this for spite? If you only want to hurt me, then there'll be no teardrops tonight. I'll pretend that you still love me when you wear your veil of white. Though I know you love another, still there'll be no teardrops tonight. Shame, oh shame, for what you're doing. Other arms will hold you tight, but you don't care whose life you ruin. So there'll be no teardrops tonight. Friends, right now, here's another mighty important message we want you to listen to.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Shop demands your attention on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Transmitter CE23 connection to PATH trains to New Jersey. 8-12-7 Canal Street, next stand clear to closure.
Thank you. Oh,
10 listen to WRCT Pittsburgh. 20 go to 10. Shop, 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 shop.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
I'll show you lightning. It binds the heaven.
You are listening to Chop Chop on WRCT.
Mm-hmm. It is played everywhere. In parks and playgrounds and prison yards. In back alleys and farmers' fields. By small boys and old men. Raw amateurs and millionaire professionals. It is a leisurely game that demands blinding speed. The only game in which the defense has the ball. It follows the seasons, beginning each year with the fond expectancy of springtime and ending with the hard facts of autumn. Americans have played baseball for more than 200 years. While they conquered a continent, warred with one another and with enemies abroad, struggled over labor and civil rights, and the meaning of freedom.
$10. That's too small for her. Your side. Right on the bottom of the sleeve, you see the side. $10. $30 days, there'll be $100. All right, right up. You already know that. I don't have to say no more. $10, you gotta be on drugs to pass up a sale like this.
Awful.
Get it for somebody else. For $10, you don't see one for yourself, grab three for somebody else. Right here, right now. Another one sale. How many you got? This one? That's it. It's a sample sale. Once they're gone. Never see the same shelf twice. Never in your life. Give me bags. I need bags. Give me bags. Hand me bags. Hand me bags. More bags. More bags. $10. Another one sale.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Shop.
Oh!
Maybe I'm not Mark, who works at Arby's. Maybe I'm Onyx, the fortuitous, slayer of the bright realm.
The train to Shanghuan is arriving. Please let passengers exit first.
F off back to Russia.
Dr. Oscar Adoli, bringing you the best mix of music.